proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. I want to thank you for joining me today. On today's program, I'd like to share with you a special presentation of Messiah, Who Is He? A portion of this is taken from a gospel tract written several years ago by the late Dr. Jacob Gardenhouse, the founder of IBJM. This was also recently featured in our quarterly magazine, The Everlasting Nation. If you would like to obtain your copy of this tract, or for The Everlasting Nation magazine, please go to ibjm.org for more information. With that in mind, let's begin our discussion on the important topic, Messiah, Who Is He? Who is He? Who is this Jesus? Who is this man whose name is known above all other names, whose name and message is being carried to all the corners of the earth, whose story thrills and transforms millions, whose promises encourage and comfort the meek and lowly, and whose words have the power of saving people from utter degradation and perdition? Let's now take a closer look at the Messiah's ministry. When he appeared in public ministry, everybody asked, "Who is he?" Born in a mysterious way, coming from an obscure place, he appeared in majesty of God, speaking with highest authority. Said, "Ye have heard, but I tell you." The people heard him say, and they believed him. To those who would not believe and protested his authority, he proved his claims with divine power in healing the sick, raising the dead. According to John 10:25, Jesus said, "If you don't believe me, believe my works." And the people marveled and asked, "Who is he?" Luke 24:44 says, "He is one of whom Moses and the prophets spoke." This was the usual answer, and the people, oppressed by the ruling power and in bondage of sin, believed him to be their Redeemer and Savior. But the burning question, "Who is he?" still persists and waits for the true answer. And the answer is, he was, is, and forever will be the Messiah of Israel, the Redeemer of mankind, and the Son of God. Let's now examine the evidence to verify the identity of the Messiah. For evidence that is the only and true answer to this Bible question, we must take the Word of God as spoken through the prophets and angels as revealed in the Bible. Search the Scriptures. Take your Bible. Study the prophecies and see how perfectly they were fulfilled in Jesus. See how well the book of the New Testament harmonizes with those of the Old Testament. For the Scriptures, the reader may learn that the Messiah should be from the tribe of Judah, according to Genesis 49, and of David's royal family, 2 Samuel 7. He must be Emmanuel, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, God manifest in the flesh. But, beside those, there is a large array of prophecies extending all through the Old Testament, which were in full detail fulfilled in none other than Jesus. Jesus came not to destroy, but to fulfill. A good student of the Scriptures will acknowledge the truth of the prophecies concerning the Messiah. If Jesus was not the one of whom Moses and the prophets spoke, there was and will be no other. Many Messiahs have appeared in Jewish history. All succeeded in winning the Jewish masses only to lead them to destruction and shame. Only the true Messiah is rejected. And why? Because so many are zealous to shut off the Word of God. They are afraid of Jesus' teachings. These rabbis were acting against the will of God as revealed in the Bible. Yes, the Jewish teacher Gamaliel was right when he said that if the gospel of Christ is of God, no power could stop it. For the Jew and the Greek, strong and weak, rich and poor, educated and ignorant, master and slave, male and female, all are alike before God. Yes, even the repentant sinner is beloved in God's eyes. Truly, Christ's power can transform the worst among us into a regenerated person in the image of God. Jesus was and is not only the greatest benefactor of the Jewish race, but he is your personal friend and Savior who is waiting to receive you into his fold. Will you come to him and recognize that Jesus indeed is the Messiah? Again, this program has been a portion of the tract, Messiah, Who Is He?, written by IBJM's founder, Dr. Jacob Gardenhouse. You may obtain your copy of this tract by contacting us here at IBJM. Now, if you'd like to hear this program again, or any of our other archive programs regarding Israel and the Jewish people, simply visit us at ibjm.org. And as we close this program, let's remember the words of Psalm 122, verse 6, which says in Hebrew, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.